Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Just over a dozen UK Ag Econ students and a few faculty leaders are in France today, beginning a two-week program on rural development and international food business. From an earlier interview, academic coordinator in Ag Econ, Erica Flores, said this is a tremendous opportunity for participating students.
First of all, taking our students abroad is something we encourage. For France and Switzerland in particular, it really aligns nicely for our agriculture economics students or anybody really in business. And so we will give them really a whole spectrum from actually in the field, out at farms, to then seeing how whatever product happens is then taken into the marketplace.
They'll examine business models and marketing strategies of food products from mustard to chocolate. They'll look into the linkages between food businesses and rural economies.
Looking at and contrasting the artisan and global players. So for example, we will go to a small artisan chocolate factory and then a few days later be able to also go to Nestle's global headquarters and really being able to see how both have great value and nuggets of wisdom and learning that we can walk away with, but they are different and serve different purposes.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
UK Ag Econ Department Academic Coordinator Erica Flores says the department's Dr. Tim Woods has done cooperative work in the past in Europe with AgriSoup Dijon, a French institute of higher learning in ag and food sciences. With that connection, from crops in the field to decisions in the boardroom, students will gain a unique perspective on strategies in food business development.
We'll have the opportunity to meet with various stakeholders and decision makers who decide in various regions of France as to why might we promote a certain food product, not only for business, but truly rural development, community development, and even just maintaining the history and heritage of that product, like mustard and Dijon.
Participating students will do presentations on the experience at a symposium open to the public during the Ag Alumni Roundup on campus in Lexington in early September. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.